you got your Bibles, let's open up to Numbers chapter 13. Numbers chapter 13. And you find that place, let's stand. We give reverence to the reading of the Word of God. Numbers chapter 13, thank God. I'm glad for the presence of the Lord, ain't you? I'm not, I don't care nothing about just being in a place to be being there. We come to meet with the Lord, and we need help of the Lord. I know that. And I'd say probably, if we'd be honest, we need more help today, I think, than probably we ever have needed.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think probably the Church of God in these days needs more help now than probably we ever have needed, I think. I mean, if there's ever a time that we're just watching things sort of slip out and away from our hands, and we need the help of God in our day, it's right now. And listen, I'll tell you what, I've read my Bible, and I'll tell you what I found out. He's willing, amen. He's willing. Bible said in Numbers chapter number 13, and we'll just read just one verse. And verse number 30, Numbers chapter 13, verse number 30, Bible says these words, "And Caleb stilled the people before Moses, and he said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." Heavenly Father, we bow our head before you this evening. And God, how good it is to be in the house of God. Oh my Lord, I wish to God that, Father God, that folks could see and to feel what we feel in our heart. God, I wish, Lord, that they'd get a hold. I mean, Lord, when the Holy Ghost comes by and that inner man gets to doing backflips on the inside, and God, we get to hearing from another country, and we get to feel that presence from another world. Oh God, I pray, Lord, would you help us tonight? Father, I'd ask you, Lord Jesus, help the Word of God to sing out plainly. Help us, God, tonight, Lord, not to say nothing dumb nor foolish, nor out of the way. Oh God, I pray, hide us behind the cross and fix my heart and my eyes on you. Oh God, I pray, give me the tongue of the learned, and I might say those things tonight only that bring glory and honor to you and edification of the church. Lord, I thank you for all you've done. In Christ's name I pray, amen and amen. I thought this morning I wanted to get all the way through all of this, but this morning seemed like I just to focus on that crowd that I'm not going with. But if the Lord will help me tonight, I want to preach on the few that I'm a following after. Amen. Amen. Thank God. There's a crowd out there that's going against the will of God, and I'm not interested in going after them. But there's still yet a few. Amen. Oh, I got to thinking about Elijah over there up on Mount Carmel. I got to feel like he was all alone. He said, oh God. He said, I only remain. He said, yeah, thank God. I thank God for it. I thank God. Amen. He said, yeah, amen. I have me all them 7,000 that have not bowed a knee to Baal. I got to thank God. Amen. Hey, still some going the right way. Amen. Oh yes, listen, I got to thinking about this. I know Caleb's confused by their actions. Everybody's saying, let's go the other way. Oh, Caleb said, I don't know what y'all's talking about. He said, thank God, and we're well able to overcome it. And we can go right where it's at, and go right where the giants are, and we're able to do it. Honey, I got to wondering, Randy, about this. I got to wanting to know why Caleb felt, man, it feels a lot better in here tonight, I'll tell you that. Amen. I mean, thank God, I know where I was preaching this morning, but I got good liberty back tonight. I'll tell you, friend, I got to thinking about where in the world, amen, had Caleb got that idea in his head. I mean, where did he get it from, Clark? And he got to wondering why God was going to help him the way he was. Oh, and then I found the answer in my Bible. And look with me, if you will, in Genesis 26, this will be a little pit stop, and we'll get on with the message. I want you to turn there with me real quick. I want you to see this written down over there in the book of Numbers. And the Bible calls Caleb. He said he's the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite. And to hear the Bible say in Genesis chapter 36, I don't know what I told you, but Genesis 36, that's where I want you to see this. And I want you to watch watch what this says. And verse number one, this will be a blessing to you. And verse number one, he said, now these are the generation of Esau, who is Edom. You understand Esau? That fellow that sold his birthright. Esau's that rejected one. Esau's the one that Bible said, and Jacob have I loved, and Esau have I hated. But watch with me if you will. Down there in verse number 11, it said, and the sons of Eliphaz were Teman, Omar, and Zepho, Gatab, and Kenaz. Look on down in verse number 15. He said, these were the sons of Esau, the son of Eliphaz, and the firstborn son of Esau, and Duke Teman, and Duke Omar, Duke Zepho, and Duke Kenaz. I want you to watch this. Oh, Caleb was the son of Jephunneh. He was a Kenazite. In other words, oh, Caleb, he was an old Gentile dog. And they got ready to get in there. Oh, Brother Ty, go into that promised land. And they had 11 little old Jews. And the 10 of them Jews came back. And they said, God can't do nothing. But there's a little old Gentile fella. He said, I don't know what y'all's talking about. He said, thank God, thank God. Oh, we're able to overcome it. Oh, listen, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what happened in his life. And Jesse, what happened in his life. There was a day that God grafted him in to the family of God. He brought him out of the family of Esau. He proselyted him and grafted him into the family. And not just any family. He grafted him into the family and the tribe of Judah. And the best tribe there was. Amen. Praise God. Amen. That took an old fella. Had no rights to nothing. And he put him in the best tribe there was. And all of a sudden this fella says this. He says, well, all I know is this. I know what God done for me. And if God find me where he found me, and do for me what he done for me, and put me in the family like he put me, I think they probably ain't nothing that God can't do. Amen. 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 Praise God. Amen. You're getting to sit around thinking. I mean about what the Lord's done for you. I mean just to when he saved you. What God done for you when he saved you. I mean, listen, I was just setting out to what he's done for you since then. Amen. Oh, yes. Hey, Brother Rick, I was just sitting out there. And me and my family, my wife, and my boys, we was just sitting there. And every now and then, Brother Nathaniel, I'll get to looking at them. And the devil will bring up some thought in the past. What you was singing about. All of a sudden, the Holy Ghost of God come by my way. And he'll get to reminding me about the praise God. Amen. He'll get to reminding me about the grace of God. And he'll remind me, I mean, you're almost heading this way. How about the grace of God? Amen. He pulled a fasting on them, thank God. And the next thing you know, as they're heading with God. Amen. I'm telling you, friend, I'm not interested in going with that crowd. There's a crowd that I'm going with, oh, amen. I'll tell you what I'm going with. I'm going with that following. I mean, that follower. And there are just a few, not many left anymore. Interested in old time religion. Not many interested in dressing right and, you know, living right and talking right. That's still like the old hymns. I like the King James Bible. That's still like old time preaching. There's not many left, Brother Doug. I think about it all the time. These folks that come in this church, Brother Rodney, and they walk out. They say that preacher was a lunatic. Amen. And now listen, I'll tell you what, they're half right. Amen. But if I'm going to be crazy about anything, I'm going to be crazy. How about the Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. Thank God. I ain't changing for nobody. I know what God done for me. I know, Brother Wayne Ipar, and the rock from whence I've been hewed. I know, Brother Dustin, and where God found me, and where he's brought me. I know what he's put in my soul. I'm not trying how to change in these days. Amen. Oh, listen, it's a few crowd, just 2 out of 12. I tell you, that's a 15% or so. That's 16%, something other like that. That's not a very big crowd, is it? Amen. But then, Brother Donnie, listen, praise God. I got to thinking about this. And Brother Kim, and I never have found a place in the Bible where the crowd looks good. Amen. I got to thinking about over there in Genesis 5:24. That said, in Enoch walked with God. Hey, thank God. And the Lord took him, and he was not. Amen. Brother Jerry, I didn't find a crowd walking with him that day. But that he is content just to walk with the Lord. Amen. What about over there in Genesis 6:8? When the Bible said, but Noah found grace in the eyes of God. What about in Genesis 12:1? When old Abraham, God called an Abraham, and he said, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred. He said, go into a land which I shall show thee hereafter. What in the crowd going that day? What about when John the Baptist came up out of the wilderness? He didn't have a whole bunch with him. And when the Lord called his disciples, thank God, listen, friend, they wasn't 45,000. He had 12 of them. And one of them, thank God, was the son of perdition. Oh, listen, friend, what about his churches in the book of Revelation? He wasn't 45,000 of them. He was 7 of them, amen. But there's only one, according to the book of Ephesians. One church, one Lord, one baptism, one God, Father, all, who's above all, through all, and in you all. I'm telling you, friend, just stick with a few, amen. Amen. Praise God. You listening, son, amen. Dad's having a good time right now, amen. I mean, every now and then, thank God. I'll say this, I'm going to go with that crowd. I'll tell you why I'm going with them. I'm going to go with them because they're faithful, amen. They're faithful. Here's what the Bible said. He said, I'll just try to paraphrase it for you. And the Bible said that he followed the Lord with, no, I'm not neither, amen. Hey, praise God, amen. Look with me in Joshua chapter 14. I thought I might paraphrase that, and the Holy Ghost said, you better tell them about it, amen. Hey, listen, it's better. That's a better told, amen, Rendell, than I ever could. I'll tell you how faithful he is. And now watch this in your Bible, Joshua 14. And you just keep remarks right there. I'll be where. I'll preach for a couple of minutes. And the Bible said in verse number 8, he said, nevertheless, my brethren had went up with me, made the heart of the people melt. Oh, but I like this in verse 8. He said, but I, he said, wholly followed the Lord my God. And now watch this, Jerry, amen. And whenever it came time, and Brother Bill Golden to ask him what's happening, oh, Joshua looked up, or Caleb looked up, rather. He said, I'll tell you what I can tell you. He said, I have been faithful to the Lord, amen. What's the next verse, amen? And the next verse said, Moses, I swear on that day, saying, surely, and the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. I thought not only did he had to witness in himself, Sean, but he had to witness of Moses. That's a pretty good witness, amen. Hey, listen, he said, I've been faithful. Hey, Brother John, amen. Oh, now stay tuned here, neighbor. Hey, listen, all of a sudden, not only had he said, I've been faithful, but then Moses came by, and Moses said, he's been faithful. But back there in Numbers 14, you just listen to me right here. And the Bible said in verse 20, he said, and the Lord said, amen. And verse 24, he said, but my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit within him, he said, he hath followed me fully, amen. Boy, I got a hold of that, thank God. And I like to ran for about 4 blocks. I'll tell you what happened. Oh, Joshua said, I've been faithful. And that's pretty good, but there's a lot of folk. Listen, I'll ask them sometime. I'll say, are you faithful to the house of God? They'll say, oh, yes. And you know what faithfulness means to them? That means they come on Christmas, Easter, and Mother's Day. Amen. And that's not being faithful, thank God. But then you ask somebody else, and you say, well, oh, Moses came by, and Moses said, he's faithful, and that's real good. But what a day when God peered over eternity. He said, my servant Caleb, he's faithful. Amen. I don't know what you're after in this thing, but I feel like that's what we ought to be after. Don't you think that's, praise God. I might take me a praise break right there, amen. I mean, thank God, listen. And it's something that God could take somebody like me and you that's so unfaithful. I mean, now listen, look here, friend. You ain't near as faithful as you act like it, amen. Amen. But ain't it something that God can take somebody like us that's unfaithful, and then all of a sudden he takes the faithfulness of Christ and he gets to figuring it up, and man, he takes Christ's faithfulness and he puts it on my account, and he said, "You're faithful because he's faithful." Amen. That's a pretty good deal. Amen. I mean, listen, that crowd, they're a faithful crowd. But I'll tell you what else that crowd is. They're a fighting crowd. Amen. That's the crowd I'm going with. I'm going with the crowd, thank God, that's not going to lay down and let the world run over top of them, but's going to stand up and earnestly contend for the faith. Amen. Amen. Go back there and read it. It said that, boy, in that land, it said that they was Amorites, it was Hittites, it was Amalekites, and they was the children of Anak, it was the Philistines, it's all those. I mean, here's what Caleb knew. He knew from the second he stepped foot on the ground, he knew that there's going to be a battle in every place he went. Amen. Are you listening to me? Listen. Hey, some folks, they think when they start serving God, hey, man, all it is rainbows and fairy dust, and everything gets to going good in their life. That's not how that's going to work, neighbor. Amen. Let me help you how it's going to work. I mean, you really get to focus in your heart on going after God. But you'll find out as when you get up, hey, there'll be an enemy in front of you. And when you turn around, there'll be an enemy behind you. And on your right side, there'll be a fight. And on the left side, there'll be a fight. But there's going to come a day. Oh, listen, friend. And we're going to fight the last fight we're going to fight. And the Lord's going to say, "Come home." And we'll say, "I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I kept the faith." That's the crowd, amen, I want to go with. Amen. Amen. I'm not always shouting right. And you ain't neither. Amen. Thank God. Sometimes we got to fight. And sometimes it's harder than it normally is. Amen. I mean, listen, now look at me, friend. Now listen, I like it. Oh, Kevin likes to be way up here. I mean, I like it. I like it a lot. Amen. And if you was ever around me, you want me to be up here too. Amen. Hey, you ask my wife. I mean, boy, Brother Nathaniel, I mean, whenever I get up here, Preacher Savage, I mean, I'm talking about whenever God really gets to helping me. I think there ain't nothing we can't do. There ain't no place we can't go. I mean, ask my wife. She'll sit back there. I mean, you talk to me, thank God. I'll have you talked into all of us joining up with Andrew talking and going out there with slingshots and trying to shoot out arrows that they're, or rockets that they're trying to bomb Israel with. But then every now and again, you get to coming way down low. And my friend, and listen, when you get up in the morning, it's a fight. And look here, friend, and all you got's a heavy heart. And come lunchtime, there's another enemy. And come afternoon time, you fight another hail. And about the time you think you get past one, here comes another one. And look at me, friend, I promise you this, there'll be fights to fight. But you just rest back and remember, thank God, that before they ever went in Canaan land, Joshua got a vision, and over there standing on the banks, that was the Lord Jesus Christ, and the captain of the host. How Joshua said, "Are you for us or for our adversaries?" He said, "Nay, amen." And thank God. I'm telling you, he didn't come to take sides, he came to take over, amen. I'm on the fighting side. Amen. I'm for it. And these folks, listen, you say, "Preacher, we're a fighting." Hey, man, I say that sometimes. You can't come in sometimes, Ty. I mean, you fought 40 acres of hell for 32 hours a day for 8 days a week, and you come in the house of God. And when you get in here, hey, still battles in your mind and in your heart. Amen. Amen. Somebody help me right there. And about the time, listen, amen. Praise God. About the time you think you kicked yourself up, got your head up above water, all of a sudden a big weight comes through and you go back down. Amen. But oh, listen, I mean, they sometimes that you just get to going down. I got to praying about it today, Brother Bobby. And one of them things is so such a blessing. That's whenever Peter went down and was going under. Hey, thank God. Oh, boy, I love that. Amen. He said, "Lord, save me." Amen. Boy, that's good. Amen. It's good to know somebody you can talk to, even when you're going under. Amen. And And I like what he said next. He said, and immediately, amen. Well, thank God. I'm glad I didn't have to wait, amen, for that old dial-up internet to connect. I didn't have to wait for a phone call. I'm glad the Almighty God, I can get hooked up out of where we're at in a second, amen. I'm with the fighting crowd. Count me in that crowd. All right, listen. Praise the Lord. That's all introduction. I'll give you a minute for just a minute. Look with me in Joshua 14. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want you to watch this. I'm going to tell you why these are the people I'm going with. I ain't going with that other crowd. I told you why this morning. And I ran out off about half our crowd this morning. Amen. Praise God. Every time I think we might need to build, I think, well, let me just souse down right here for just a little while. And we'll see who can hang on through the good preaching. Amen. Amen. Thank God. I think preaching ought to get straighter in our day. And it's ever been. Don't you think that's right? Don't you? I know you believe that, don't you, Miss Ira? I think there's ever a time we need a straight preaching. Amen. That's in the day when there's such crooked living. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I want you to watch why I'm going with this crowd. Verse number 7 of Joshua 14. He said, 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land. And I brought him word again as it was in my heart. He said, now in verse number 10, he said, and now behold, the Lord hath kept me alive. I'll tell you why. Thank God I'm going with this crowd. Because Caleb was living when everybody else was dying. Amen. And I ain't just talking about right here. How about for 40 years, everybody else was dying. How about not old Caleb? How for 40 years, the only thing they had. Are y'all listening to me? Amen. Praise God. How for 40 years, the only thing they had to look forward to us wandering around the wilderness and dying. How you go around there and say, hey, why are you so sad? They'll say, well, they're waiting on us to die. And then you got to another person and you said, why are you so sad? They're just waiting to die. And you got to another person and they said, why are you so sad? And said, I'm just waiting to die. How about then you get to Caleb and he's grinning from ear to ear. He said, thank God, I'm looking forward to living. Amen. 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 Praise God. Ain't that right? Amen, Brother Dishman. Oh, Caleb. He said, I don't know why everybody else is so depressed. And they say, we're dying. He said, not me. Hey, everybody else's hope, the only thing they had to look forward to was the wilderness. But oh, Caleb was looking forward to a better country. Amen. David, praise God, son. Stand up, amen. Amen. I love you, amen. That's all I wanted to do, amen. Praise God, old David's over there. Or Caleb's over there, rather. And they're standing in that place. And while they're standing in that place, everybody else is talking about how bad the desert is. And they're murmuring and complaining about no water. And they're thinking that there ain't no bread. And old Caleb's just standing over there. I can see him in my mind, saying, I don't know why everybody else is worried. The only thing I know is that I'm on board till I get to the other side. And if God promised me I was getting to the other side, he's going to feed me. Woo! Amen. How many is going to feed me? He's going to water me. He's going to clothe me. He's going to make sure I get there. I don't know how long it's going to take. All I know is what he promised me. I'm telling you, Brother Wayne, sometimes we get to wondering. How about the last time I checked, how the blood bought born again people of God has gone to a better country. Amen. Hey, thank God. I don't know what kind of shape we'll be when we get there. Our bodies may be broken down. Our voices may be gone. We may be dragging across the finish. But as soon as the Lord calls, I'm a-going, amen. Everybody else was dying. Caleb was living. Ain't that good? Amen, Dad, ain't that good? Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm just going to stay right there for a second. That makes me so happy. I can just see them getting down through there. Everybody looks over at Caleb and they're getting sick, feeble. They say, hey, Caleb. They say, you look like you're getting weak. He said, not me. He said, the Lord hath kept me as strong this day as I was then. Rodney, everybody else was not just dying while Caleb was living. Everybody else was getting weaker while Caleb was getting stronger. Now listen, look at me, friend. It's not just that the Lord preserved his strength, but his natural strength was abating. So that means that every day that his natural strength went down, that God was giving him more strength to get him back up to where he was had. Are y'all listening to me? Amen. I thank God, I'm glad the crowd that follows the will of God, while everybody else is getting weaker, Josh, we may go through them valleys and them dark places. Right. But thank God, you just find me after it's over. Amen. And you'll find out that I'm not weaker, I'm stronger. Amen. I got thinking about this. Listen, praise the Lord. Amen. I got thinking about some of our young mamas. Livia, this makes me so happy, I'm telling you. I got thinking about some of our young mamas in the church. And I was reading this story the other day. Lord, this is what it said. This little lady, she said that she had purposed in her heart. She was a young mama. And she purposed in her heart, Brother Dustin, she said, I'm going to have a deeper walk with the Lord. And it said her preacher came by and he said, hey. He said, have you noticed more power in your life? And she said, not none. Said, have you sensed more presence of God? And she said, not any. Said, well, is this deeper relationship a working? She said, well, I can tell you one thing that it's changed. She said, my little girl's got more confidence in her mama. And she said, they've been running to me asking me to pray for them. Amen. Listen, thank God. I don't know if ladies run or not, but they should have been a few run on that one. Amen. I said, got over there and got to talking to her friends. And said, I've noticed that when my friends get in trouble, now all of a sudden they get to calling me and asking me for help. All I'm simply saying is this. I don't know if it affects anybody else or not. I mean, I feel like when we get right to God, it ought to have an impact. But I'm going to tell you this. Thank God. Hey, you young mamas, look up here. I'll tell you what, be a blessing. Amen. You just get a deeper walk with God. Hey, Kayla, you got to have 1, 2, 3 coming up there behind you. And we've got the 2 over here and have 75 throughout this church and wherever they're at. I'm telling you, if you affect them, you'll affect the next generation not to go with that crowd. Amen. Not to go with that crowd. Brother Bobby Coger asked me before service, he said, what do you think about contemporary stuff? I said, I hate it. Amen. That was pretty, that's simple, wasn't it? Amen. I didn't have to have a deep theological answer. I said, I hate it. I'm against it. I'm against drums. I'm against anything that looks modern. Amen. As long as I'm here, the church will be against it too. Amen. Thank God. We'll read out of the King James. We'll sing hymns of faith. Amen. Praise God. There'll not be no light shows in here. Amen. There's a crowd. Listen, this crowd right here I'm going with. They're getting stronger when everybody else is getting weaker. Watch this. Watch it. Now listen. Stay with me. Stay with me. Verse number 12. I like this. He said, now therefore give me this mountain. Oh, Caleb's going higher. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Is that right? Praise God, Brother Buck. That's right, ain't it? Amen. Everybody else was going lower, and Caleb kept on getting higher. Yeah. Don't you feel sorry for us. We may look like we're in a valley, but just directly. Yeah. Just directly as my old, every now and then, Brother Benny Hughes, God will just remind me of something my old preacher said. And the brother, I've had several of them, but I get things sometimes about old Roger Cecil. He's done went on to be with the Lord. And he used to say it like this, Nathaniel. He said, one of these days when we possess our possession. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That means when we get what we already got. Yeah. Say, preacher, how do you explain that? I'll tell you this. I read this week, too. This makes me happy. I read this. It said this feller was sitting on a land, piece of land down in Texas, Brother Hull. Said he was getting by with a meager living, Brother Miller. Said he couldn't afford nothing. He's about to starve out. Said, and so he sold his ground for next to nothing, Zach. And David, when he sold his ground for next to nothing, said the feller came in Elijah and he bought it. And said the first thing he done was he stuck a drill on it and he started going down. And he said when he got down, he hit the largest supply of oil that ever was found in Texas. That feller was sitting on millions and he was living like a beggar. Amen. Are y'all listening to me right there? I mean, thank God these folks in the house of God. That the Bible says we're more than conquerors. And listen, we've got blessings on the other side. And God's helping us now. And we're living like we're poor. And just going from meal to meal, from hand to mouth. And if we ever realize what we've got in Christ, amen. we'd not be living like we're living. Amen. Say, so God, how, listen, what do you think that, Stephen, what do you think that feller felt like when he found out and he heard they struck oil? Don't you think he wished I would have dug a little deeper? We're sitting in the house of God today. And listen to me. There's folks that all they're ever going to know is just the very, they don't understand why anybody even really likes this. They could take church or leave it. Y'all listen to me? They could take it or leave it. They could take the Lord or leave him, Mom. It don't make no, listen, it don't do nothing for them. And one day, Holly, they're going to die. And when they get over there, they're going to find out how rich the possession was that they really had. And they spent their whole life never getting a hold of it, Lisa. But oh, thank God there's a few folks that said, just let me dig a little deeper right where I'm at. And to thank God they struck oil and they come up holding the Bible and join their heart and grab the hold of God and say, let's charge. The Lord's coming. Amen. I'm going with him. You find folks that's interested in that, that's where I want to be. Talked to one old preacher one time. This is what he said. Talking about pastoring church, Brother Bill. And he said, I pastored this in about 7-8 years. And they said, well, how's it going? He said, well, it's died slower than any of the rest of them. Died slower than any of the rest of them. Are y'all listening to me? I ain't interested in being around anything dead, are you? If God will help me, I'm not going to be. I don't want my kids around it. I don't want my friends around it. Listen, let me give you this last thing. I've had a good time with the Lord tonight. I appreciate God helping us. I want you to watch here. I'm going to read in Joshua 14. I'm going to give you one more thing and I'm going to be done, all right? You pray, Lord, help me find my place back in my Bible. Joshua 14, watch this. Y'all watching it? Verse number 13. It said, and Joshua blessed him and gave unto Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, Hebron, for an inheritance. Oh, Caleb was inheriting what everybody else forfeited. Everybody else, Bridget, everybody else, Brother Waters, Julie, everybody else, when they left out of Egypt, had the same access, Brother had the same access to that promised land that anybody else had, Tracy. Everybody. They all had equal access. But at one point in time, Kevin, because of what 10 people said, Brother Donnie, everybody else forfeited their inheritance. And they died without ever having received what God wanted them to have. But oh, Caleb. I'll tell you what Caleb done that makes me happy. You'll have to go back and find this. I think it's in Numbers 15. You know what the first thing old Caleb does when he gets into Promised Land? He goes and he finds the three biggest boys he could find, the three sons of Anak, and he whoops all three of them just for good measure. He said, I've been dreaming for 40 years about laying my hands on you fellas. Y'all listen to me? For 40 years, he's been thinking, y'all have kept me out of my inheritance for 40 straight years. 45, what the Bible says. 40 years they wandered, 5 years they are to this point. Somebody help me on what the difference is between them two numbers. By God's grace, he shows up. And there's three giants standing there, and he says, all right, I'm whooping every one of you. And he does. Now, here's the question. All right, y'all listen to me. Just draw a line in the sand right wherever you're at. This all I know to ask you. Are you interested in forfeiting what God would give you? Are you interested in going after it? I've cleared my heart. Stand to your feet.